We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heat tonight, 8:30 p.m., although my inside sources, this is someone very in the know, texted me officially 8:45 p.m. tip-off.
Okay. Like,
but you will hear the game on 790 The Ticket tonight. The Heat, three-point underdog at home. I don't get it. We have bet the Heat. Mm-hmm. I think they win outright tonight. Maybe we should have bet them at plus 125 without the points.
Sprinkle a little money line.
You know? I mean, I don't know what I'm missing. Again, I've said this, but I don't know what I'm missing other than there's a lot of, you know, questionables. But there are questionables on the Celtics as well. So I don't know. I'm a little confused. You know, we talked about it earlier. There is this narrative of Boston being the far superior team. And Jason Tatum is a first-team All-NBA player.
Yep.
The Heat don't have a single All-NBA player in first, second, or third team. There is this national narrative that Boston is a far superior team. And I don't get that. Listen, I understand thinking Boston might be better or thinking Boston might win the series. There's no shame in that. They're a really good team. The Heat were the one seed. They've beaten Boston two out of four games in this series. They've got home court advantage in what is now a three-game series. And the Heat are three-point underdogs at home tonight. I don't get it. Unless there's so much recency bias from the last game that, you know, you can't see towards what really has transpired in this series. But whatever, I'll take the Heat plus three tonight. I don't take issue with someone who says, I think the Celtics are a better team. I don't take issue with that. But to be a three-point underdog at home when the series is tied 2-2 and you know, Jimmy Butler's not questionable. He's your superstar. Bam's not questionable, is he?
No.
Strus. P.J. Tucker, I'm not diminishing, you know, what P.J. Tucker means or Max Strus, but I just don't understand this narrative that the Celtics are that much better than the Heat.
They have a all-NBA player on their team.
I get it.
And we don't even have a third team.
I get it.
We have nobody that even snuck up on all-NBA, and we're hurt. Jimmy Butler's game isn't sexy to the nation.
And he had a very bad game four.
Bad game four. And you know what? I think people believe, just listening to people, you know what I'm saying, like Perk and them are on, you know, in the morning, they think that Miami are starting to run out of juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the injuries piling up, you know, the energy that we watched them play game four, it seems like people think that Miami's running out of juice. I'm with you. I'm down to bet plus three and the damn money line. I'm down with it. But the national narrative, I think that they don't respect our stars. And they said that they think Miami kind of, the way they play, that team style of ball.
You've seen the best that they can offer.
You're running out of juice.
The over-unders for tonight's game, if you're interested. Now, I will tell you, Crowder and I are never wrong on the over-unders.
Hmm?
Jason Tatum, 28.5 tonight.
I rode the bus to work today. I saved gas money.
I drove the bus. My second job. Jason Tatum over under is 28.5 points tonight. Oh, I just realized why Solana's in a bad mood. It's not that he's in a bad mood. He's just focusing on his sizzle. He's got over an hour tonight on the air. Oh. This show is getting in his way.
Oh.
Now I see it. Because I see he's show prepping back there for himself.
Is that what's going on? The sizzle was great, though, the last one.
I listened to the sizzle on Saturday, and I told you, I thought it was very good.
I text y'all during one of his sizzles. Yeah, I enjoy it. You're my favorite radio.
You said that he had a funny toss to break. I wasn't listening. What was the toss to break? I can go back on the text.
I got to look it up.
Should have cut it up, but what'd I say? Like, all that will do it.
He said, no, you had a good out. I can't even remember what you said.
Hold on. I'll find it. I got to get through all the texts of Solana cursing me out. I gotta find. When was it? It was Monday.
We'll do it more next.
He had a good lead up. He was like,
"Did you just get caught? I didn't hear it. You got caught up in the air with 'We'll do it more.'"
No, he said, "I'm gonna tell you one thing. Tyler Hero being out tonight might not be that bad. Like, it was a good tease.
Oh,
and it was like some dead air." And then he said, "We'll do it more next."
Fast forward 3 hours. Heater down 30. Tyler's on the bench.
I'm enjoying it. Listen to basketball. Love Solana. Then do it more next. What?
I wrote out 3 more transitions for the next 3 segments so that that wouldn't happen again.
Please, tonight, drop a "We'll do it next" more. I'm begging you. Solana will be on at 6 o'clock on 790, the ticket. Jaylen Brown tonight, over-under on points, is 24.5. And you want to guess Jimmy Butler? Over under tonight, Jimmy Butler.
23.
You want to guess?
26.
24.5.
Under.
I was just going to say, if you're talking about, you know, they're running out of gas and, like, it's going to be him. It's got to be the bubble meme of Jimmy just spent.
Yeah, laying on the wall, breathing hard. And that on Bam, too? Why do we give Bam a pass on scoring?
No, we don't give him a pass on scoring.
He is roundly criticized for not being
aggressive enough. Yeah. You know, he does not get a pass.
After game two, nobody was criticized more from the Miami Heat than Bam Adebayo by Heat Nation, by the way, by Heat fans.
Oh, okay.
Because, you've got to get more out of him offensively. You do.
Yeah.
Then
he went away. Was it 31? What did he score? What was that, game three?
That's why it's frustrating, because you see game three, he has 82 touches, which was the most combined that he had in games one and two. The amount of times he got to the paint, he bullied the other team. And then it's like Robert Williams all of a sudden is the difference
It's like Joel Embiid all of a sudden. It's like when the Sixers don't have Embiid and Bam's doing whatever he wants, and all of a sudden Robert Williams is the guy that is Joel Embiiding him.
He's a good defender, but you're Bam Adebayo. You dominated this team in the bubble 2 years ago. You shouldn't be afraid of Robert Williams.
It's something going on with Robert Williams.
He's very good, Robert Williams. Over-under on Bam tonight is 15.5 points. Now, we bet the over in game four. It was 16.5, I think. We bet the over.
16.5.
We couldn't believe it was that low.
We thought we had one.
We thought we got over on Vegas.
Yep.
And if you were listening earlier, Crowder just told you, he rode the bus to work. I had to talk to Len about getting an advance on my check. Now he's 15.5, but Bam's got to score tonight too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Especially, by the way, if P.J. Tucker's out and Max Strus is out. Now, we don't know if they're out. They're all questionable. So, I mean, this seems like easy money to me. I don't know about you guys.
You got the starters, Bam and Jimmy, have to go over. And then we need Hero or Strus or those other guys, the ancillary quote-unquote pieces. They one of them have to have a hell of a game. Somebody got to go out there and put 20 up other than Bam and Jimmy with them.
You know, it's
20.
Like what I was saying to Plagans in the 3 o'clock hour about the Panthers and the Lightning. When you get to a series with the Lightning, you need someone on the Panthers to have a spectacular series the way that Carter Verhaeghe had a spectacular series against Washington. And no one on the Panthers had a spectacular series. No one.
Nope.
Except Sergei Bobrovsky. That would be my only caveat. Has anyone in this Boston series for the Heat, Solana, had a spectacular series?
No.
No. Mm. And now it's a 3-game series. In my opinion, Jimmy and Bam need to be spectacular in this 3-game series.
They have to show that they can compete with, because it's Tatum and Brown. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Who would you rather have, Jimmy and Bam or Tatum and Brown?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's
not easily answerable.
It's not, but
I
only
think it is.
Only one of those.
Well, we don't not want, in the way that we want to answer it.
We don't want to answer. We all start looking at each other.
Why? Well, hold on a second. Oh. One pair has already made the NBA Finals once.
Mm-hmm.
The other one hasn't. And Bam and Jimmy got through Tatum and Brown to get to the NBA Finals 2 years ago, and now they're tied 2-2 in a series, and neither Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown have been spectacular either. Tatum has shown
flashes.
Tatum's
a dog, bro.
But no, for sure. He's shown flashes, but game one in the third quarter, where was he? Game three, he had 10 points.
But you think it's a slam dunk answer?
I'm not telling
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo over Tatum and Brown.
I'm not telling you it's a slam dunk answer because there's so much perspective here, right? Long term, I mean, Brown and Tatum are half the age of Jimmy Butler. Not half the age, but... So, yeah, obviously, yeah. Long-term, you probably want to have those guys, and there's probably a higher upside to Jason Tatum in the long run. But right now, for this series, I'm not certain it's a slam dunk. I'm going with Jimmy Butler, who's been to the finals, and Bam Adebayo, who met Jason Tatum at the rim to get to the Eastern to win the conference finals and made him his son.
Hey, I bet the Heat tonight.
Yeah.
So, I understand what you're saying. We bet the Heat tonight, but... You need the duo of Jimmy and Bam need to show. First of all, Bam's still upset about DPOY. Jimmy has got to be upset about all NBA. Huh. So he's got to come out tonight and say, all right, I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
He's going training day on tonight.
He is going training day.
It feels as if. The farther you get in the playoffs, you have to have somebody that can take over offensively. And we do not have that guy.
Well, Jimmy has done that in these playoffs. I mean, he was putting up 40-point games like it was nothing.
Those first couple series. But you talk about the meme from that was the Lakers bubble mm-hmm. finals when he couldn't even stand up. He was so damn tired. Can he do that now in this 3-game series and then go to the finals and do it again for maybe 7
He's
games?
He's got to have extra energy after Monday night. He scored 6 points.
He ran around though, man. And he's hurting. His knee's swelling up on him. Bam scared of a dude named Robert Williams. Robert Williams? I meet him at the Walmart.
Anyway,
his name is Robert Williams.
You get Heat basketball tonight on 790, The Ticket. You get a sizzle with Solana. What are you going to say again, tossing it to commercial?
We'll do it more.
No, we'll do it next more. I want you to do we'll do it next more. You get a sizzle with Solana starting at 6 o'clock on 790, The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.